Hey, Selfish Babe, if you've ever wanted to start your own podcast, I recommend trying Anchor by Spotify. It's a platform I love for podcasting. I really love it because some days you just want to get out what you want to say easily, and the Anchor app allows you to record your podcast right from your phone. One of my favorite things I love about Anchor is that you can add background music to each episode and cut audio quickly to add in advertisements. Anchor will distribute your podcast to all the major platforms like Apple, Spotify, Google, and more. Anchor is free. To get started, go to anchor.fm to start your podcast today. Maybe one day you'll be making millions from your podcast. Hello, my beautiful Selfish Babe. It is your girl, Olenike Osibuwale, and I am the founder and CEO of Selfish Babe, which is my spiritual personal development lifestyle company where we are teaching women globally how to selfishly and authentically love themselves. So in today's masterclass, the topic at hand is 5 steps on how you can become more of a goddess in your own life. Now, before I begin, I want to show you guys the Eiffel Tower because I'm recording this video in Paris, France. I'm super excited to be recording this masterclass for you in Paris. It is just the energy of Paris. It's just very, there's no words to describe it. And so I want to be able to show you guys a video of the Eiffel Tower. All right, so I'm gonna show you the video. This is the video. Zoom in for you all. This is where I'm sitting. The views. And so for my selfish babes that are just joining me who have never heard about me, I kind of, want to give a little background about me. I already mentioned that I'm the CEO and founder of Selfish Babe. And we have an app called the Selfish Babe app where you can get, self-love notifications. You probably already have the app, but if you don't have the app, download my free app, Selfish Babe, where you can get a daily affirmation sent to you. And so for me, Since I've been in my 20s, I started to learn more about the metaphysical world, more about the unseen world, more about the energy surrounding us. And for me, that helped me to know that there is more to life than what we normally see. And for me, self-love has always been an important part of my journey. Self-love has always been something that I felt passionate talking about and teaching other women about, especially when it comes to my own personal life. And for me, oftentimes when I hear about self-love or I hear about self-care, it's the bubble baths, it's the taking ourselves shopping, it's the leaving the toxic relationship, etc. And all of those things are valid, all of those things are beautiful. But for me, I'm a person that likes to seek deeper knowledge. And so for me, I came up with the term spiritual self-love. And the reason I came up with that term is because for me, that really hones into for what I think is a deeper meaning behind self-love. For me, it's not just taking the bath. It's about the reason why you took the bath, the reason why you went shopping, what energy are you projecting out that you are attracting, and how can we kind of shift this energy around us so that we can really create a reality that we love, create a reality that we desire, that we enjoy waking up to. And for me, those are one of the first things that I know, is that I have the power to create this reality. Okay, and so for me, when I think about a goddess, it is about a person or a woman who really understands that she can create her own reality and does this. And in order to do this, you have to understand energy. And so within this masterclass, 5 things that you can start doing so that you become more of a goddess in your lifestyle, I really want you to walk away with something different that maybe you didn't know. And I want you to start taking action and to start changing your perspective on things. So if you do not have a notebook and a pen, please get one, because I think you're going to be able to take some notes, and I think that this masterclass will really impact you. Okay, so for me, the first step in really becoming more of a goddess in your own life is understanding that energy does exist, understanding that there is an unseen world out there. We can look, as I'm looking now, and we can see the tree and the river and the buildings and the birds, etc. That's what we see with our physical eye, and that's really beautiful. But in terms of becoming a goddess in your own life, you have to start understanding that there is more than what meets the eye. You have to start believing that it is more about believing than it is about seeing. Oftentimes, what we currently see right now is because we believed it. we were able to bring it from the non-physical world to our physical reality. And for me, as you are becoming and stepping into becoming a goddess in your life, knowing this is very fundamental. Knowing this is very fundamental because when we are working in our goddess energy, a lot of times it's energy work. Yes, there is some physical work, some physical things to do, but a lot of times it's energy work. So I want you to write down that believing is seeing. That is very important. Believing is seeing. I used to be a person where I wouldn't believe it until I seen it, and I saw something so great and I was like, okay, bitch. Believing is seeing. Also, I curse for those who are new, so you know, I curse. That's just what it is. It's not gonna stop. So don't take offense. But believing is seeing. And so for me, when you are becoming a woman more in your goddess lifestyle, you have to understand that you have, and when you start to understand that energy exists, life can get a little bit more fun. That's all I can say. Life gets a lot more fun. And so, for example, if I was doing an act of self-care, and the act of self-care that I love to do is to check into a really beautiful hotel and take a really beautiful bath. Now, the physical act is I'm checking into this hotel, I'm taking this bath, and those are just the physical act. But what is the energetics behind it? Why am I doing that? What is the energy behind why I'm doing this? For me, that is an important part of this shift, especially when it comes to self-love. It's not just doing the things half-heartedly. It is about really getting into that energy, really embodying that energy. And so when I think of myself as a woman that's going to check into a really nice hotel and take this beautiful bath, the energy behind it is that I care about myself. The energy behind it is that I love myself. The energy behind it is that I'm going to treat myself. And so that's the energy that I'm doing within me. And that's the energy that I'm attracting, right? I'm creating something within me so I can amp up my energy field, but also so that I can become more magnetic and attract more of the things that I want in my life. And so you may be a woman that may be like, hey, I would love to check into a hotel and take a really nice bath, but that may not be my thing, or that may not be where I'm at right now. And that is okay. It doesn't always have to be over the top. It can be anything. When you start to understand energy and you start to think about the things that you are doing, you live deeper. So for example, if I want to go and go on DoorDash and buy some food or buy a dessert, that's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to do that because I'm going to treat myself. And the energy behind it is that I love myself and I deserve the things that I desire.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
That's literally the energy behind it. I deserve the things that I desire. And so I may literally go on DoorDash and purchase a cheesecake because I like to eat that and get it for myself. And for somebody looking on the outside in, they may be just like, oh wow, she ordered cheesecake for herself. What's the big deal? But the big deal when it comes to you doing that for yourself is that you are showing the universe, God, creator, your ancestors, etc., that you are gifting yourself what it is that you desire. And so you are creating that energy within you. And because you are creating that energy within you, you are going to be attracting more of what it is that you actually desire. This is very important to start getting into a habit of doing. So it doesn't have to be this big charade, or you have to think that it has to cost a lot of money, because it don't. It doesn't. It can be very, very simple. Hey, I really want to go outside today and get some sun. That's something I desire today. Can I make it happen? Yes. Hey, I really want to listen to my favorite song today. What is the song that I want to listen to? Oh, I'm going to put up on YouTube, Spotify, whatever. And I'm going to listen to it. And I'm going to really fucking enjoy this song. I may even start dancing to the song. Is that something that I desired? Yes. And is that something that I'm going to gift myself? Yes. You see what I'm saying? It doesn't have to be that hard. It doesn't have to be that difficult. And sometimes when I think that women think about self-love, it like has to be this drawn out thing. And because you think it's this drawn out thing, it never fucking gets done. And then it never gets done and you feel overworked and you're like, oh my God, like nobody thinks about me. You know, I'm the one that's overworking. I'm the one that's overgiven. And it's like, well, what energy are you giving out? What is the energy that you are creating for your life? And so if you're the person that's an overgiver, that's the energy you're fucking creating. You're creating an energy that people can always depend on you, which is not bad. That part isn't bad, but you're neglecting yourself. And so how is that? How is you neglecting yourself, the energy, going to attract more of what it is that you desire? You're going to be attracting more of what you don't desire because you're attracting all the time. And so it's more so aligning to the energy of what it is that you want to desire and what it is that you want to attract, because as selfish babes and as we are creating this goddess lifestyle, you want to be able to wake up to the reality that you have created and know that you played a part in co-creating this reality and feel really good. And I know that some women out there may feel really bad about their realities right now, right? And so I want you to understand that you have the power to change your reality. You have the power to change your reality. And I would love for you to repeat this affirmation after me, because it just came to my head. I have the power to create my reality. I have the power to create my reality. I have the power to create my reality. And you want to start believing that. And that's going to get into my next step. But the main first step is that energy is everywhere and that energy exists. And you have to start knowing this, because when you start knowing this, you really step into your power. All right. Step number two into becoming more of a goddess in your lifestyle is speaking over your life and creating and destroying. I give you guys these affirmations on the Selfish Babe app because I know how important it is to speak positively about yourself, to understand that energy exists, right? And some people may not understand that before they do affirmations, and that's okay. But little bit every day, if you're going to read something positive to yourself, say it to yourself, believe it to yourself, you are shifting something in your mind. You are shifting something in your perspective. And that helps you look at the world differently. Everybody has their own realities that they are living in this world, in this earth. Some people are living in hell. Some people are living in heaven. Some people may be between worlds. My question would be, where would you like to live? Would you like to continue to live in hell? Or would you like to create your own heaven here on earth? Because it's very possible. This may offend some people, but there is no one coming to save you. And that's my personal belief. You are your own savior. And we're going to get into, you know, guides and spirit guides and ancestors in a second. But you are your own savior, and you have to start believing that you are your own savior so that you can really create your heaven here on earth. I know for me, I'm creating heaven here on earth for myself. Ooh, another affirmation. I'm creating heaven here on earth for myself. I am creating heaven here on earth for myself. I'm creating heaven here on earth for myself. Write that down. Set an affirmation. Speak the affirmation. For me, words are very powerful. Your tongue is very powerful. If we're understanding that energy exists, right? Energy exists in your speech. Energy exists in your words. And one tangible example I really love to give people is that imagine that there is a rainbow coming out of your mouth. You're like, it's not just nothing coming out of your mouth. So imagine that there's a rainbow coming out of your mouth. And so if I'm saying the affirmation that I just gave you guys, that is a rainbow towards my lifestyle. That is a rainbow coming out, going into my own body and radiating and shining off of me. That's what it does, right? It gives you a little sparkle. It gives you a little pizzazz. It really amps you up. It changes your perspective. It can boost your confidence. And so when you are shifting those things, those energetic things, the cells in your body change. The cells in your body change and your mind expands to what is possible for you. And I'm like tearing up because it's like so beautiful. It's so beautiful when you know, and it's so beautiful when you being told that. And I feel like that's the message. Like, I'm really feeling it. It's like you are in this world and they don't want you to know that. They don't want you to know that you can create your own reality. You know, they want you to stay in their reality. But in order for you to really grow and be who you are meant to be, you have to start doing this. Ooh, I'm teared up, guys. I really felt that. Oh, I think spirit coming through, boy. Like, they really, like, want y'all to know. They really want y'all to know it's so important. It's so important that you speak over your life for good. It's so important. They want y'all to succeed. They want y'all to thrive. And they're just so sick of seeing what others can create for you. They're sick of seeing that. They want you to thrive out here. Whew. For me, when I say they, I'm talking about the ancestors. I'm talking about spirit. They want y'all to fucking thrive out here. And in order to do that, you have to start. You have to start knowing this for yourself. And so, whew. Creating your reality through your words is one way. Speaking that energy over yourself and your life changes the cells in your body. It changes your energy. You are literally creating the heaven for you. And so you have to start speaking positive words over yourself and your life. It's honestly life and death. It's life and death out here. And it's just so important. It's so important. You know, when I first created the Selfish Babe app, I didn't think, like, the affirmations were not my original, like, importance of the app. It was part of it. It was part of it. The main importance was the courses, self-love courses that I knew I was going to be teaching, or what I, or who I could bring onto the platform to teach. Those, that was really important for me, the self-love courses. And now I'm glad that I have these courses up now, and it's really beautiful. But when people started to get those messages, they would tell me, wow, I love the messages. It's the only positive thing that I see all day. Women have been able to leave abusive relationships, help with their postpartum depression, help with their confidence, boost their self-esteem. And let me tell you, that was not my first intention, but because it has created such a wonderful impact, it reminds me again and again how important it is to pray. How important it is to pray over our lives. And when I think about affirmations and I think about speaking our lives into existence, we are praying for ourselves. I call them affirmative prayers, because when I go on a tangent of affirmations, that's a prayer for myself. So if I'm like, I am healthy, I am wealthy, I am blessed, people around me love me and support me, I have all the support that I need, my businesses are multi-million dollar businesses, my businesses are successful. If I keep on going, right, and I go on this rant, for me, those are affirmative prayers, because I'm praying for my life. And affirmative prayers do not have to be something confined just in religion. If y'all don't know, I'm not a religious person. I'm more of a spiritual person. Especially, I practice African spirituality as well. And so for me, I still call it prayers, because prayers do not just have to be synonymous with church and the Bible, etc. And so if there's a selfish babe out there that's like, well, you feel funny about the word prayer, I don't really think you should feel funny about it. It's just the way that you're looking at it. Again, your perspective. And so when we are praying for ourselves, when we are speaking these positive affirmations over our life, creating our heaven on our earth, because you can create the negative, you can create your hell on earth if you want to, but I'm saying that that's not the way that you want to go. You want to really start shifting your language. And so, of course, getting Selfish Babe app, but also writing your own affirmations. What it is that you want to see, you have to start speaking things as if it's already happening. And I have a course called Pray for Your Damn Self. If you really, really want to start diving deeper into praying for yourself and how to do that in a step-by-step process, Praying for Your Damn Self, I'll put it below as one of the courses that I have. But it's really important. Like, it's really important. They want you to create your heaven here on earth. It's very important. So as we know, number one, knowing that energy exists. Number two, affirmative prayer, praying for yourself because you know energy exists. So step three in becoming more of a goddess is honoring those that came before you. This is called ancestor veneration. It is something I'm very passionate about. I'm passionate about it, y'all. I told you guys I'm not very religious, but for me, when I started to learn about ancestor veneration, is basically honoring those people that came before me. Ancestors of good character, I like to say, you know, ancestors that may have passed that were of good character, right? Because we can have some people in our family that may not have been of good character, but ancestor veneration is so important. And I want to say this first, right? Because I talk to everyone. I don't care what your religion is. I don't care what your beliefs are specifically. Everybody can honor their ancestors. A lot of times in the media, when it comes to honoring the quote unquote dead, you are looked down upon, or it's seen as like this demonic thing. But I want you to kind of shift the perspective to this. If they were not there, where would you be? If they didn't come into this world, you would not be here. So why is it bad or evil or wrong to honor those that came before you? And I want you to sit with that. because somebody may have told you that that's not a good thing. And I'm here to say that that's not true. Honoring your ancestors is a very powerful thing to do because you are never alone here in this world. You are here in this world to create, and your ancestors are ready and available to help you create. And so ancestor veneration, honoring your ancestors that came before you, setting up an ancestor altar, having the water, the candle, a picture, etc., for your ancestors, a space to commune with your ancestors is very important. The space to commune with your ancestors is very important because you can start conversing with them. You can start telling them, what are some of your goals that you want to achieve? What are some of the things or obstacles that are stopping you? Because your ancestors can shift things for you. They can help move some shit out the way from you. For you, they can help move some obstacles out of the way for you. And so, for me, when I know that I have a team of people with me, surrounding me, helping me battle my battles, helping me get my wins, that makes me feel better. And I feel like when you know that, you move different in this life. Just like when I talked about affirmative prayers and speaking over your life, knowing this shifts your energy. You're not feeling as defenseless because your ancestors are with you. You know what I'm trying to say? But you have to start creating this space. You have to start calling on them by name if you know their names. If you don't know their names, I always say ancestors of great character whose names I do not know. Ancestors of great character whose names I do not know. Ancestors of great character whose names I do not know. All this goes back to step number one, is that energy is existing. And so the way you move in this world, your mind and your body, your energy, all of that creates your reality. All of that goes into co-creating your reality. And so if you're a person that genuinely can get into the belief that my ancestors are here to guide and protect me and that I'm always guided, you're going to be moving different than a person that's like, I don't believe in this shit. I'm out here by myself. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, you're literally going to move different. And so, again, believing for me is seeing. So it's like, would you rather believe that you're out here in this world alone? You may believe that now. Or would you rather shift into the believing that it could actually be true that you're not here in this world alone, and that people are out here protecting you as long as you call on them, because you have to give them the permission to, and have to start strengthening that defense system, because your ancestors are a defense system and you have to start strengthening them. And so it's just like, I would rather believe that I'm out here protected and guided and honor my ancestors and move different so I can create different, rather than believe in the other thing. Because if I believe the other thing, my life would be so much different. My life would look so much different. And I've been doing ancestor veneration since I was about 22. In this video,
Selfish Babe, are you ready to use products that goddesses use? Okay, then you want to check out my company, Evolving Butterfly, where I create products that will help you on your spiritual and self-love journey. I have our Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls, which is my number one best-selling spiritual womb detox for those girls that really want to start connecting to their womb space, their yoni spaces. You pray over the pearls, you insert it into your vagina for a couple of days, you physically purge, cleanse, and revitalize your yoni. But not only that, it is a spiritual and emotional cleanse. A lot of times we may be carrying on to emotional baggage. Maybe we broke up with a partner a long time ago, but we're still carrying their energy in our womb spaces. My Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls addresses all of that. And so you want to check that out at evolvingbutterfly.org, or maybe you want to try one of my crystal yoni washes like Pussy Power for Self Love, or Sex Goddess for creative energy and pleasure energy, or even Wealthy Woman for my selfish babes that are about getting the bag and the wealth. These are plant-based yoni washes. They are silky, they are luxurious, they smell good, they feel good, they give you that cooling sensation to awaken your vagina. And all the bottles come with different crystals: Pussy Power with rose quartz, Sex Goddess with carnelian, Wealthy Woman with citrine. And then they also have affirmations on the back based on each bottle. So if you want to focus more on self-love, then Pussy Power would be for you. And then we also have my Queen's Vaginal Steam Herbs. If you already have your seat and your gown and you're just looking to get some more vaginal steaming herbs, I have the Queen's Vaginal Steam. So make sure to check out my company, Evolving Butterfly, at evolvingbutterfly.org, linked below. Mwah.
Right now, this video has been recorded in, what month are we? In August of 2021. I am 29 at this time. And so for me, I've been learning about ancestor veneration since I was 22, and it's been life-changing for me. Like, I feel so good communing with my ancestors, giving them offerings, etc. And so if you're a person that's like, well, I really want to learn how to honor my ancestors and venerate my ancestors, I have a course down below for that as well. Ancestor Veneration 101. I have two in-depth videos on how you can actually step-by-step set up your altar, start honoring them and the things to call upon. And I think it's super, super, super important. All right, girl, we is on the way. Okay, so step number four into becoming more of a goddess in your lifestyle is to start taking your spiritual bath. So for me, this has been life changing. Spiritual baths are so important for me. Spiritual baths help me to feel joy, love, creative, protected, cleanse off negative energy, etc. Again, it all goes back to step number one. I'm gonna tell you, I have a Jamaican ancestry, so if I break out in Pottsville, that's what it is. But as I learn more about the metaphysical world, and what I have learned so far is that herbs have living and breathing energy, and they have a shift to what energy they can bring, right? And so, for example, an herb that I always talk about in a spiritual bath is basil. Basil has the energy to cleanse and to remove negative energies off of you. And so that's the metaphysical property of that herb. And when I say metaphysical, I just mean the energetic property of that herb. Again, a lot of things are more than what they physically look like. They can do spiritual things. They have a type of energy attracted to them. And so you can work with the herbs to be able to attract that energy to yourself, or to be able to remove certain energies, right? And so, for those that are new and it's like, well, what the fuck is a spiritual bath? For me, a spiritual bath is an herbal bath that is shifted towards a specific energetic purpose. And so, for example, I may be like, I want to take a bath that's going to help cleanse me, right? So a lot of people, the color white I'm wearing right now is a peaceful color. It is a color of peace, it's a color of clarity, and it's a color of like being cleansed. And so a lot of times in the spiritual community, people will be like, oh, I'm gonna take a white bath. And a lot of times those white baths have white flowers like carnations, goat's milk, coconut milk, regular milk, because it's like you're bathing in that white energy to cleanse, for clarity, and for peace. And so that's one example. And it's not just herbs, it can be other things like as well. So when I talked about the coconut milk, I always use a lot of times coconut milk in my bath. And a favorite bath of mine that I always love to give people is basil. A basil bath is really beautiful to be able to cleanse negative unwanted energy away from you. Excuse me. And so for me, I like to use fresh basil. I like to mix it in the water and pray over it and then rinse myself with that. Sometimes you can also sit in a bathtub as well. It just depends on what the purpose is that you are doing. And so again, going back to step number one, it's all about the energy. It's always about the energy. It is always about the energy. And so when you are a selfish babe out here, really becoming a goddess in your life, focusing on the energy is very important. Because we're here in this world, other people's energies can impact us. Things that we see on TV may impact us, the news, what is physically going on here. And that can bring our vibrations down. And when our vibrations are down, our mind may not be well, and we may not feel motivated to do anything. We may not feel joyful. We may feel depressed, sad, angry, etc. And so when you take your spiritual baths, you're able to shift your energetic disposition to one that you want. And so for me, if I know that I was having a bad day or maybe a bad week and I was just feeling off, then I may take a spiritual bath with the basil, because I know that basil cleanses off any negative unwanted energy. You know, maybe you in an area or surrounding where you don't like the energy, and so you may have to always be cleansing. And so at my company, Goddess Detox, I have that Cleanse That Negativity Away spray. It's like an all-natural spiritual wash in a spray. If you ever heard of Florida water, it's like a natural Florida water because it has basil, rosemary, aloe vera, etc. And a lot of these plant essences help to cleanse your energy. So, for example, like, I don't have it with me right now, but you can spray it over you and say some affirmations or waft it over you. You can spray it in your car. You can spray it in your room. you can spray it on people if they're comfortable. Hey, can I cleanse it real quick? You know, something like that. But it's basically a way that you can start regulating your energy, because we are here and we are impacted by other people's energy. As much as we don't want to be, we are. And so how can you start regulating your energy? And so my Cleanse That Negativity Away spray is on goddessdetox.org. You can start purchasing that. And that's something small. But when I talk about a spiritual bath or a spiritual wash, this is a deeper cleanse, because it's super focused. Your whole body is in it. And the reason you want your whole body within this wash or this bath is because you want to get that energy off of you. You want to start vibrating on a higher level, right? Because we can become down in this world, and you want to cleanse, wash it off. And so spiritual baths to me are extremely important. I take spiritual baths a lot of times for manifesting, for prosperity, for joy. I love adding a lot of colorful flowers, my sunflowers, my roses, bitch. I got my roses in there because they carry the energy of love. And I love the energy of love. Okay, self-love, other love, etc. Like the energy of love, is like the highest, or if not one of the highest energies that we can be vibrating on. And so I love taking my baths with those. I love rubbing, like I literally rub the herbs on my body because that feels so good. And if you are a selfish babe that wants to get more into your spiritual baths, I have my other course, Spiritual Baths 101, where you can learn more about it, as well as my Selfish as Fuck Academy, which is my 9-day spiritual self-love intense, like, bitch, I'm becoming a goddess. Like, that's what it is. That's the type of energy that my Selfish as Fuck Academy is, because I go in depth. I show you exactly how I prepare my spiritual baths, what you can use, why you can use it, where you can buy it, all the deets. And that is in my Selfish as Fuck Academy. In my Selfish as Fuck Academy, I got everything, okay? How to pray for yourself. I have the ancestor altar. I have everything in there, because that academy is for the person that's like, I'm fucking ready and I'm ready to go and I can do this for myself, right? The academy is like everything Selfish Babe. The other courses, they're broken down. It's just one thing at a time. And if that's what you can do right now, that's what you can do right now. It's leading up into the academy. The academy, though, is everything, okay? So I highly recommend my Selfish Book Academy, and that is linked below as well. And so my final step into becoming more of a goddess in your life, and I really had a hard time on what to call it, but I'm just going to call it this. So the energy, creating more of the energy of desire is really important. I like to call this energy pussy power. So pussy power is creating the energy of desire in your life. Because when you create the energy of desire in your life, you're attracting more, right? And so, for example, I gave an original example about checking into a hotel, ordering the cheesecake, doing those things that can be really quick and simple, listening to your favorite song, dancing, giving yourself what it is that you want. And for me, when I'm specifically talking about this energy of desire known as pussy power, I'm talking about you understanding and knowing that as a woman, that your vagina is more than a vagina, that your vagina is a portal, your womb is a portal, and whether or not you decide to have physical children, it doesn't matter, whether or not you've had physical children, your womb is a portal of divine creation. And so you don't have to just create physical babies, you can create universes, you can create more of what it is that you want in your life. And for me, as women, I think us starting to understand that we carry these portals within us, and that without us, the world would not exist, right? I mentioned your ancestors. You would not exist without this book and womb or vagina. The world would not exist. And I think, again, shifting into that perspective as a woman and as a Selfish Babe is really important, because you may be a person that doesn't identify as a woman, but you may have a woman and vagina. And if you shift into the perspective of without what you carry, the world would not exist, you are a powerful motherfucker. So for me, and what I know so far, is that you can create within your womb space. You can attract within your womb space. That really amping up that place is going to help aid you. And so for me, I have a book called The Power of Looking at Your Yoni. In that book, I have pussy affirmations, vagina affirmations. And basically, within also my course, The Power of Looking at Your Yoni, I teach you to start looking at your vagina and with the mirror, and to start speaking to your vagina with these affirmations. And some of y'all would be like, speak to my vagina, use a mirror. Why? The reason why it's important is because you carry this portal, but it's like, if you don't acknowledge the portal and you don't add energy to the portal, then it's not as powerful as it can be. And this place is very powerful. And so when you want to, when you start understanding that you have pussy power, you want to start acknowledging this place. I mean, everything just connects, because I just thought about how I have my vaginal wash. It's an all-natural plant-based vaginal wash called Pussy Power at goddessdetox.org. And it has affirmations dedicated to the vagina on the back of the bottle. And in it, I tell women, put the soap in your hand, say the affirmation, right? Like, I could be like, my pussy's powerful, my pussy's powerful, my pussy's powerful. Rub it on my hands and then wash my vagina. I'm adding that energy of love and self-love right to my vagina. And it has rose quartz crystals in it, which carry the energy of love. And so I just think about how things connect for me and how I may not have realized things, and I just got the aha moment that using my wash, Pussy Power, or any other wash I come out with, using my wash, Pussy Power, is another way to amplify your vagina, another way to amplify your womb space, because you are speaking power to that place. And I really believe that as women, we need to shift more back into our power and utilizing our power, which is why understanding this energy shift is so fucking important. Because when you start to understand this energy shift, shit is so important, lots of shifts can happen in your life. And utilizing your pussy, cleansing your pussy, detoxing your pussy. I have a vaginal detox called the Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls, as well as the Queen's Vaginal Steaming, the Queen's Complete Vaginal Steaming Set. These are just some tools, herbal tools, to use so that you can start cleansing your vagina and cleansing your womb space. Because another thing that people need to understand, especially women, is that sometimes we've gone through traumas and we hold those things in our womb space, and you just kind of stay there, they get stuck there, the disease can be created there, but we don't let them go. And there's ways to let them go, and it may take some time depending on how deep your trauma is, of course, but you can cleanse yourself, you can cleanse your womb space, you can cleanse your vagina. I don't know, and I don't want anybody to tell you that you can't, because you can. When people tell you that you can't, it's because they're only believing what they see. They are very linear in their mind. They're very scientific in their mind. But you have to embrace both. And when you start thinking about the energetics of the womb space and the vagina, trauma can happen. Sexual abuse can happen. You know, neglect can happen, etc. Our emotions are stored there. Shame, guilt, etc. can happen. And so when you have women having fibroids and cysts and painful cycles and all these things, that could be due to generational trauma. Or that can be due to recent trauma. And so when we start looking at things from a spiritual perspective and an energetic perspective, then you start to understand that the energy can weigh a lot and turn into physical things. So if somebody says you cannot detox your vagina, they're not understanding the energetics. They're not understanding the spirituality. They're only looking at things very linear. You have to look at things round like a circle. You need this and you need that. The science is always good, but you also have to add the holistic as well, right? We have to combine mind, body, spirit, right? That triangle. That's very important. And so you can detox your vagina. You can spiritually cleanse some shit out of your vagina. You can detox your ex if that's something that you're looking for. And I have my products at goddessdetox.org. My Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls are for the deeper cleanse. My Queen's Vaginal Steam is for the lighter cleanse and for manifestation. And so as I continue to grow my spiritual practice and learn more and just start to understand that this shit is important, I'm telling you, man, I'm telling you, it's been rough. You know, it's been rough sometimes because they tell you it's not important. It's important. It's so important that women begin to understand the fucking power that they have in this world and how to shift into that. And understanding your pussy power, understanding that the energy of desire is something that you need to attract more into your life, the energy of joy, doing those things that make you feel happy, taking those baths, taking the walk, listening to the music, getting yourself the dessert, doing the things that make you happy, add into your bank account of energy that continues to attract more and more into your life, more and more of the things that you want. It's very, very important. Pussy power is important. Oh, another plug. Okay, so I have a song called Pussy Power, and it's on Spotify and it's on all the music platforms. And in the song, I talk about, like, I give you vagina affirmations. Like, it's a song, it's like, this pussy popping cause a bitch drinking water, yo. This pussy popping. But anyways, go listen to it. It has yoni affirmations for you to say. If you're doing your vaginal steam or you're meditating, you can listen to that song. If you want to turn up, okay, and you want to dance, that's the perfect song for desire for you, okay? Pussy Power by Olunike Osibuwale, and it's Pussy Power with two money signs, because we know we always attract it down. Well, I'm gonna put it down below. I have so many things to put down below for you guys, but those are the main five steps. I'm going to go over them again really shortly. I have my notebook here. Number one, understanding that energy exists all around you. Number two, speaking over your life with affirmations to create your heaven on earth. Number three, honoring your ancestors, those that came before you. Number four, taking your spiritual baths. Number five, creating the energy of desire, pussy power in your life. I really highly recommend my Selfish as Fuck Academy for the women that are ready to go all the way. For the women that want that understanding of spiritual self-love on a deeper level, that want the step-by-step, that want the exact ingredients, that want to know exactly how to do the things, my Selfish as Fuck Academy will get you right. Now, if you're a woman that's like, well, let me take it slow, let me take things step-by-step, I have those courses linked below, as well as my ebooks. I have some ebooks that have specific affirmative prayers for things. There was a time that I was feeling very unmotivated, and so I wrote an ebook. And in the ebook, it's an affirmative prayer ebook. I give you specific affirmations you can start saying and praying over yourself so that you can really start shifting your life, because that shifts everything, like I mentioned. So I'm gonna link that below as well. But you really want to start getting into these spiritual self-love courses. I love my Selfish Babe app. If you want to take it to the next level, take a course and change your life. Again, my name is Olanike Osibuwale. I'm the CEO and founder of Selfish Babe, as well as Goddess Detox. Check out my podcast, the Selfish Talk Podcast, located right in the Selfish Babe app. I love you so much. If you've loved this mastercast, tag me on Instagram or on TikTok, Olanike Osibuwale, and at Selfish Babes. I'll put my ads below. And just tell me how much you loved it. DM me. I respond. I love you guys so, so much. Remember, you are creating your own heaven here on earth. Peace. Hello, my beautiful Selfish Babe. It is your girl, Olanike Osibuwale. If you are just new, joining my podcast, or just learning more about me, my name is Olanike Osibuwale, and I am the CEO and founder of Selfish Babe. And Selfish Babe is a community of women who are selfishly and authentically loving themselves through spiritual self-love practices. I talk and teach everything spirituality, divine femininity, woman, real self-love. I'm really passionate about teaching women how to love themselves on a more deeper and spiritual level. And with that being said, the doors are open to my Selfish as Fuck Academy, which is my 9-day spiritual self-love intensive, where basically I'm taking women through a series of days, a challenge, so to say, helping them to look at themselves as the goddess that they are, helping them to worship themselves as the goddesses they are. If you are a woman that is struggling with self-love, that is possibly struggling with speaking really good about yourself or seeing yourself in a confident way, or if you're a woman that really wants to dive into her spirituality and learn about your cleansing baths and your attraction baths and how to use your vagina to attract and really start to desire yourself, I highly recommend my Selfish as Fuck Academy. Now, my Selfish as Fuck Academy is something that I run in different, I guess, once a month, so to say. And so we are starting October 5th. And if you are listening to this podcast at a later time than October 5th, just make sure you go to selfishasfuckacademy.com. I'll have linked it below, and you'll be able to join the next round. I really, really affirm for my Selfish Babes that are on the app, that are listening to podcasts, to take the next step. You know, self-love is the foundation, really, of your life. And it is important that you feel that you are important. It is important that you feel good about yourself and you really start choosing yourself, okay? There is nothing wrong with being selfish. That is always my motto. I love you guys so much. I'm affirming that you enjoy this masterclass. Bye.
Hey, Selfish Babes, old and new. I don't know if you guys know, but if you follow Selfish Babes since 2018 or 2019, then you know I have a free self-love and daily affirmations app called Selfish Babe. Many of my Selfish Babes have found me, Olanike Osibuwale, through my app, Selfish Babe. But if you are a new Selfish Babe and just have happened to hear the podcast and happened to hear my voice, but had no idea that I had a free self-love and daily affirmations app, then please go to selfishbabe.com/app and download the app, or go to your app store and search Selfish Babe, any app store. So that's the Apple store, or that is the Google store, and you can download it for free. We have over 208,000 Selfish Babes globally on the app, and I want you to become one of them. You're going to get daily affirmations and reminders. And let me let you guys know that my affirmations and reminders are not the everyday bland everyday affirmations, okay? You're going to get a little curse word or two, okay? A little reminder that you a bad bitch, okay? So you're going to get a bit of those reminders, okay? So you want to download Selfish Babe today for free in your app store. Link below. Mwah. Love you guys.